Once again, just to echo what Brother Chris says, you know, we are so thankful for this opportunity on Easter Sunday just to see your faces again. It's such a blessing for you to be here, albeit in your cars, maintaining social distancing and all those important things. But we are looking so forward to once again being able to worship and come together in the house of the Lord. But we also have to realize that because of all that has transpired with COVID-19 and all of the radical changes that all of us have undergone in our daily lives and routines, that we also have been afforded an amazing opportunity, an opportunity to connect with you, our audience on Facebook and other social media platforms, because we also want to be a blessing to you. We want to share God's love and God's grace and mercy with each of you as well. And so from this point forward, we're going to continue to broadcast every week on Facebook and hopefully eventually graduating to other social media platforms as well, to reach as broad an audience as we possibly can, and realize that it's God using the internet and other technological advances that we've had to share the glorious gospel with so many. In the last few weeks, we've had almost 300 views per week on our live services. Isn't that amazing? What a blessing. What an honor it is just to be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ, to share encouragement and hope with people from God's Word. And I'm excited about all of these new opportunities. I pray for each and every person who is hurting and going through any type of difficulty, whether it's physical, whether it's financial. There's so much happening, and it's all happening so quickly. We haven't had a whole lot of opportunity to adjust, have we? But yet, God is faithful. And as I've had the opportunity each time I've been before you, I've shared with you that God hasn't gone anywhere. He's still on the throne, amen? He still loves you with an everlasting love, and he wants to bring you peace and hope. And it's hope that I really want to talk to you about this Easter. I want to talk to you about the hope of Easter. A number of years ago, I read an excerpt from Max Lucado's book, 6 Hours, One Friday. And in that book, Max told the story of a missionary who was deployed to Brazil to go reach previously unreached people groups in the Brazilian jungle. And the missionary came across a tribe, and as soon as he got there, he realized that something was very wrong. You see, that tribe had been stricken with a disease that they had not previously encountered and had no idea how to treat. And the sad fact of the matter was that people were dying every day from this terrible disease. There was a hospital just a little distance away, but it was across a river. And you see, the people believed in their superstition that evil spirits dwell in the river, so they refused to cross it. The missionary pled with them, saying, "I crossed that river to get to you, and I'm fine. You too can cross and not fear any kind of attack by evil spirits, I assure you." But they were not convinced. So the missionary led them to the side of the river. He knelt down and ran his hand through the water, but still, the tribal leaders were completely unconvinced. Then the missionary took it a step further and actually took off his shoes and socks and pulled up his pant legs and waded into the river, waist deep, but still, the leaders and the members of the tribe would not cross the river. Finally, as a last-ditch effort to convince the tribe to cross, the missionary jerked off his shirt and dove headfirst into the river and swam across and stood on the other shore waving his arms saying, "See, I told you it's safe to cross the river. Now please come get the medical attention that you need." Finally, The tribe broke into a cheer of celebration, and one by one, they filed into the river and swam across to get to the hospital and receive medical attention. Isn't that really what Jesus Christ did for us? Because you see, before the resurrection, death was final. Before the resurrection, mankind had no hope. There was a gulf, a river of death that was between us and a right relationship with God. But in Christ, He, by being risen again, He defeated that death and gave us an everlasting hope. If you have your copy of God's Word with me this morning, I want to share with you the hope of Easter. And our passage is going to be 1 Peter 1:3-9. Because Jesus Christ is alive, and because He rose again from the dead, dear friend, He gives us a living hope. A living, breathing hope that is firmly placed in Him. 1 Peter 1:3 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials." I think we can all attest that we are going through some trials right now. Amen? We can all attest that life has been a little bit more difficult, at least, if not a lot more difficult, because of all the things that are happening around us and in our world that affect us directly. So I hope you can identify and connect with this passage in that way and see the hope that we have in Jesus above and beyond our circumstances. "These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." Verse 8 continues, "Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls." So this morning I want to share with you what Easter means. And that is a living hope in the Lord Jesus Christ because of His resurrection from the dead. Living hope first brings you the assurance of an inheritance. The assurance of an inheritance. Now, some of you may be blessed enough to have parents who are going to leave you or have left you some sort of an inheritance. But I will tell you that there is a process that you have to go through in order just to get any glimpse of that inheritance, even if they have a definite will and testament, because there are legal procedures, probate, all kinds of things that you have to go through, all kinds of hurdles and hoops you have to jump through. And then, heaven forbid, if someone contests the will, if there's someone that your parents owed money to that you didn't know about, they all have to wait. There's a waiting period, a cooling off period before any dispersals can be made. So there's all kinds of things that we have to go through just to get an inheritance that we feel like we are due. The wonderful thing about the Lord Jesus Christ is because of His resurrection from the dead, dear friend, He gives you an inheritance that you don't deserve. He gives you an inheritance by His mercy. He withheld your judgment that you were due on the cross by dying in your place. And then he extended his grace in unmerited favor that none of us deserve. And then the beautiful part of the resurrection is that because of what Christ has done, we are given an inheritance, an assurance of an inheritance. And we praise God that his promises never fail. So when you read in God's word right here in 1 Peter 1 that there is an inheritance for those of you who've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can take it to the bank, dear friend, because that inheritance is assured. And that inheritance involves a hope that is here, in the here and now. Because regardless of your circumstances, regardless of the trials that are being brought into your life by COVID-19 or other illness or other financial struggles, dear friend, you have an inheritance here on this earth because God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will provide for your every need according to my riches in glory. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You have an inheritance right here, right now, if you have trusted Christ. And if you have not today, I pray that today will be the day where you discover the hope of the resurrection found only in the Lord Jesus Christ. But not only do you have the assurance of an inheritance here, but you also have the assurance of an inheritance in the hereafter, after this life is over, because as Christians, we believe what God's word says, that our soul is eternal. Paul referred to his physical body as a tent, as a dwelling place. Because once this life is over, we have the hope of eternal life forever in the presence of God, singing praises as we've done this morning around the throne of God for all eternity. So the resurrection brings you the assurance of an inheritance both here and in the hereafter. But not only does living hope bring you assurance of an inheritance, dear friend, I also want to share with you that living hope brings you deliverance. It brings you deliverance. As we read in our passage, first it brings you deliverance to victory. I want to declare boldly by the word of God that you are not a victim today. If you have trusted Christ, you are not a victim, you are a victor. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15, death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Why can Paul say so boldly and so profoundly that we have victory? It's all because of the resurrection, dear folks. It's all because of what Christ has accomplished by rising again from the dead, defeating death forever. As it was prophesied all the way back in Genesis chapter 3, yes, the serpent will bruise the Messiah's heel, but the Messiah will crush his head. Jesus has all the power over death, and he's given us victory. He has delivered us to absolute and total victory. Regardless of how difficult circumstances get, regardless of what you're dealing with here in this life, claim the fact this morning, dear friend, that you are delivered to victory. Next, we're delivered to faith. Because of the resurrection, it gives us great hope. The Bible says that Jesus appeared to over 500 people after he was bodily resurrected from the dead. And because of that, dear friend, you can have confidence that it is a historical, biblical fact that Jesus Christ bodily rose from the dead. And because of that fact, we can have faith. And that's what faith allows you to do. Faith delivers you from the fear of the unknown and the fear of your circumstances and into faith. You can have faith in the fact that Jesus Christ is a risen Savior and is worthy of your worship and praise. And if you will choose this morning to place your faith and hope and trust in Him, that faith will be born into salvation and into a new life in Christ. Galatians 3:22 says, "But the Scripture declares that the whole world is a prisoner of sin, so that what was promised being given through faith in Jesus Christ might be given to all those who believe." And that is the faith that leads to salvation and that new life in Christ. But not only has He delivered us to victory and faith, He's also delivered us to joy. John 17:13 says, "I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I'm still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them." The passage we read in 1 Peter 1 said that we may have inexpressible joy. Have you ever been so happy that you couldn't even talk? Have you ever been so excited that you were stumbling over your words and you didn't know how quite to express the gratitude, the thanks to whatever the source was that gave you joy? Dear friend, if you know Christ today, that's the kind of joy that can fill your heart and fill your mind on a daily basis. Not just here, but also joy of the hope that He's given us in the hereafter that we talked about a little while ago. So you have been delivered to this kind of joy. And dear friend, understand that joy is not happiness. Happiness and joy are two different things. Happiness depends on what happens to you and depends upon your circumstances. You can be happy with your circumstances or you can be sad with your circumstances. But with joy, it is an abiding confidence that comes that no matter what happens in this life, you have an everlasting Father. You have a God who loves you and cares for you as only He can. And it fills you and wells up in you and gives you a great sense of peace in the midst of circumstances. And not only does He deliver you to victory and faith and joy, but next He delivers you to eternal security. Eternal security. What a beautiful thing to know that we are saved. The Bible says that in John chapter 10, verse 28, this is Jesus talking now. Jesus says, "I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand." Your salvation does not depend upon your ability to hold on to God, but God's ability to hold on to you. This verse is absolutely clear that once you know Christ as your Lord and Savior, dear friend, you never have to have any doubt. You never have to wonder. If you have truly accepted Christ today, you have eternal security in that hope of heaven and an everlasting relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Not only does living hope bring you assurance of an inheritance, not only does it bring you great peace and joy and hope, but finally, it brings you confidence. Confidence. How does it do that? Well, first, confidence in God's power. You know, we prayed all week this week, watching the weather forecast. It said, on Tuesday, I believe, it said that there was a 70% chance of rain on Sunday. And then Wednesday, it had dropped to 50. And Thursday, it had dropped some more. And then yesterday, when I looked at the weather forecast, there was only a 10% chance of rain. Well, praise the name of Jesus. We have this glorious weather. Didn't have to worry about the glare of the sun or the heat of the day. God's given us beautiful weather in order to worship Him and have all of you with us today. And we celebrate His power over the weather. But I continued in prayer all week because I knew that the weather was not up to me. Chris and myself and all of our team that have worked so hard, we could plan all we wanted to, but we knew that if it was going to be rainy, and another thing the weather was saying was that there was going to be a 20 to 30 mile an hour wind blowing this morning. Did any of you see that in the weather forecast? We were like, wow, what are we going to do with that? We had no idea, but because of God's power, He has given us this day to celebrate Easter and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's just one example of God's power. I bet if I were to walk around to your cars with a microphone, safely 6 feet away, of course, and I asked you, can you give me an example of God's power in your life? I know what some of you would say because God's power has been revealed, whether it's freedom from cancer or freedom from some other disease or overcoming financial struggles. You all have an example of God's glorious power that has been manifested in your life and given you the ability to be here today to worship the one true God and the Lord Jesus Christ who has risen again. God's power is real. And because of the hope of Jesus Christ, you know, it was God's power, the scripture says, that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, right? And it's that same power that you and I have access to every moment of every day. And I would liken it to an electrical outlet that you have in your house. Now think about that electrical outlet for a moment. There is constantly electrical current and power flowing into that outlet, isn't there? But what do you have to do in order to receive the benefit of that power? You gotta plug something in, right? So in order to have the benefit of the power of God, dear friend, you've got to plug into it because it never goes anywhere. It never changes. And unlike JEA or Florida Power, their voltage never wavers. Their amperage never goes up and down. The other evening, I believe it was Friday night, wasn't it? Guys, about 4:20 in the morning, all of a sudden, we were all fast asleep, of course. The power just went out. We learned later that a transformer that's about a half a mile from our house just blew up. And they were posting in our neighborhood app online. My wife saw the post where somebody was actually awake and heard the loud boom. Now, the reason that Debbie and I woke up was because all of our fans went off. They just cut out. And I don't know about you and how you're able to go to sleep at night, but Debbie and I, we love air circulating in our rooms. So we have the ceiling fan going, then we got the fan over on the wall for white noise. And so we're sound asleep, but then when all the power goes out, of course, all of the electronics beep, the microwave beeps, the stove beeps, everything's got a clock on it these days. So it all just went out. So in the middle of the night, the power goes out. But you know what? When you tap into God's power, you never have to worry about a power outage. You never have to wonder if there's going to be electrical current flowing. Because God's power is always flowing. You just have to plug into it by faith. Through repentance, through renewing your right relationship with God continuously, you tap into the power of God in your life. And he never fails and he never wavers. God's power is real, it's there and available for you. And not only can you have confidence in God's power, but you can also have confidence in God's presence. because Jesus Christ ascended and is seated on the right hand of the Father, the Bible says that he is constantly making intercession for us. And what Jesus told his disciples is that when he leaves, he will send who? His Holy Spirit to be with us, right? And in the book of Acts chapter 1, we read the account of the Holy Spirit descending upon the room where the disciples were gathered and filling them with the Holy Ghost. And the Bible tells us that once we know Christ, the Holy Spirit sets up residence in our hearts to convict us of sin, to comfort us, to bring us peace, to teach us the Word of God. And we can have confidence that the abiding presence of the Lord is with us everywhere we go, everything we do, everything we say. And some of the things that we do and say do not bring glory to the Lord and are sinful. And we can quench the Spirit. We can grieve the Spirit. But, dear friend, a right relationship with God, if you are drifting away today, I just want to challenge you that it's only a prayer away. Because he wants to restore you. As David prayed in Psalm 51, after committing murder, after all of his lies, after all his deceit, after his adultery, he prayed, "Restore unto me the joy of my salvation." And in earnestness and honesty, he confessed his sin to the Lord. And dear friend, you can do the same thing today because of the power and the presence of Jesus Christ, because of his resurrection from the dead. So I want to ask you today, do you have a living hope in you? Have you come to the place in your life where you have said yes to the Lord Jesus Christ and invited his hope to become everything for you? A hope that is here and a hope in the hereafter. A hope that never fails. If you have never trusted Christ today, I want you to know that today can be the day where you are given all the hope you need for a lifetime. Living hope that brings you an inheritance. Living hope that brings you deliverance. And living hope that brings you confidence. That's what Easter and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ offers each and every one of us today. Whether you're here with us in our church parking lot, or if you're online, I want you to know that the Lord is speaking today. His Holy Spirit's power and presence is with you. And he's saying, "Will you let me bring you hope? Hope to give you an inheritance, to bring you deliverance, and to instill in you confidence in me." What will your decision be? You can have living hope today, the hope of Easter. Will you receive the Lord? Or, if you've wandered away from him, will you renew a right relationship with him? The choice is yours.